For the first time since the end of the Vietnam War, a U.S. ship is making a port call at Saigon, the former South Vietnamese capital now known as Ho Chi Minh City. With a population of 8 million people, it's Vietnam's biggest city. The vessel is the USS Vandergrift, a guided missile frigate with a crew of about 200. It was escorted up the Saigon River from Vung Tau today and will remain docked until the weekend. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Ho Chi Minh City. Describe the scene at the port today.
Well, Bob, it was a scene that was fraught with symbolism, as you might expect, given the fact that nearly 30 years have elapsed since the last helicopter took off from the roof of the embassy here. Today you had the vessel being accompanied up the Saigon River, as you said, by two Vietnamese naval vessels, and they were flying the Vietnamese flag alongside the U.S. flag. And I imagine for a whole generation of Americans, that sight was probably something they thought they'd never see on a U.S. warship, but there it was. And then there was another image that many Americans probably thought they wouldn't see, which was a long line of Vietnamese Communist Party and military officials there to greet the ship and its crew. And the crew, which was outfitted in their dress whites, were wearing small friendship pins. Those pins had little flags of Vietnam and the U.S. side by side.
Why is it there, and what's the significance to the timing of the visit?
I think it's no coincidence that it comes just a week after the Washington visit of the Vietnamese defense minister, the first time a senior Vietnamese military official had visited the U.S. capital. Clearly, the two countries are seeking closer cooperation between their two militaries to go along with the greater economic ties that have followed a trade agreement that they signed in 2001. Basically, ever since diplomatic relations were restored in 1995, both sides have been working steadily to improve and expand the relationship, both economic and diplomatic, and now in the U.S.-led war on terror. And I just think this port call is yet another way to do that.
Any reaction on the streets of the city?
Yeah, it's funny. Most of the people I spoke with, even those in neighborhoods quite close to the port, had no idea the ship was even coming today, but most also seemed pretty happy with the idea once they were told, despite the fact that more than 3 million Vietnamese and more than 58,000 U.S. military personnel were killed during the war. You have to remember, Bob, that most of the population here was born after that war, and remember that many here in the South, in Ho Chi Minh City, fought on the side of the Americans during that war. So the people I spoke with today, there were dozens of them, they liked the idea of better relations. They think it will help the economy and help them make money, first and foremost. So it's not a question of forgive and forget. It's simply a question of moving on. And that's essentially what the U.S. ambassador to Vietnam, Raymond Burkhardt, said today at the ceremony on board the ship. He said that while both sides are fully aware of the past, they are both focused on the present and the future.
Is there shore leave for the sailors?
There's always shore leave, and there's shore leave this time around, too. But the ship's commander says today that he's confident that his sailors will be model citizens. He calls them his ambassadors to the people. And I spoke to several sailors already today before they headed out, and they told me that while they're excited and interested in seeing some of the sights, it's been made clear to them that they will behave. We are, said one of them, on a very short leash. But I also have to say that they're also going to do some good deeds while they're here. They're scheduled to help paint a school. They're digging a foundation for another school. So the image of wild sailors on shore leave that might be conjured up in some people's minds, I don't think that's going to be the case here.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon.